Hello, welcome to the Florida Grands podcast. I'm Florida grandson Ben, and this
is Florida Grand Amy.
And this is episode 2,
Living in Florida.
Now, would you like to start us off today?
Well, I gotta figure, the main reason I love living in Florida is the ocean. We live 6 miles from the ocean, so we can
like
be there
drive.
In like 10 minutes, yeah. So, that's, and you know, just to be able to go down there and watch the waves and watch the seabirds.
Listen to the ocean. It's just amazing. It's so nice.
Just feels so calming. And
yeah, it really does.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, well, one thing I love about Florida is we live in a place where people come to vacation.
I know.
Like, we live in a vacation spot.
Yeah. I love those places that sell, like, souvenirs and things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like half a mile from my house, there's souvenir shops, and but it's not too touristy where we are, which is really nice.
And it's not as touristy as, like, if we went to Orlando.
Right. It's not crazy like that.
Okay.
And that segues into another reason that I love living in Florida is that people come to visit us a lot. And when they visit us, it's like they're getting to go on vacation and visit us at the same time. Because they can stay here and they can go to the beach or they can go to the springs or they can go wherever they want to go and see the sights and they love it.
Yeah, that brings me to a story actually. So my friend was able to come here and visit me, but he didn't know. It was covered up by his parents saying they're just going to Legoland.
Wow.
Like that's just it's amazing.
It is. So that if somebody's coming to visit you to go to Legoland,
they can visit
you too.
Yeah. So cool.
And it's the same thing with Disney World and SeaWorld.
And Universal.
Universal Studios. And like last year, my stepdaughter Jessie and her husband and their kids came and we had such a blast. And they started off in Disney and doing stuff in Orlando, and then they drove over here and they spent a few days with us, and we went to the beach and we went to the springs and we went swimming, and it was just so nice. And then we were able to come back to the house and relax and just really enjoy ourselves, have a little fire outside, and it's like almost like just living on vacation.
Yeah, except for when you have to go to school for like 7 hours a day, that kind of
thing. That would kind of make it a little less like a vacation.
So
give and take, right? Give and take.
But I mean, after school, you get to kind of vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have something to add?
I would say, in addition to the ocean, I love the beach. It's just like, you could just go and be at the beach, take your chairs down there, take something to drink, take something to eat, and maybe take an umbrella for the if it's too sunny, and just sit there, and you don't have to go swimming or anything. You can just relax, and sometimes in the evening, if you had a stressful day, you can go down there and just sit at the beach, and there's all kinds of people down there, and everybody's just really nice, and sometimes we take the dog down and he likes to dig holes in the sand, and I like that.
Yeah, he's not doing it in your backyard. Along with you saying how you might need a umbrella to block the sun out if it's too sunny, the weather is great here. Like, I wear socks a lot, and I go outside for like, when I go outside at school for recess, I get, like, a little bit of a tan.
In recess.
Yeah. It's just how good the weather is most of the time here. And it rains a lot, too, which is good.
Because
a lot of people grow stuff here.
Yeah, it's a lot of green, even in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things was going to the Christmas parade, the one over at Palm Coast Park. And like we were in shorts and we were just like, it was like a summer night and we were watching the Christmas parade go past us. And it was just, you know, I love not having to worry about cold, icy weather and, you know, freezing my butt off and, excuse my French. But, yeah, I really loved watching. And then, of course, that, what's that other parade?
Oh, the Flagler Beach Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
I had to get a hint on that one. Kind of hear a little whisper.
That's
there.
Tradition.
Yeah. Along with you saying we were able to wear shorts to a Christmas parade, that's one of the things. I can go outside in shorts in the winter, which I just love.
It is fantastic. Before we forget about the Flagler Beach Christmas Parade, other things about Christmas that I love down here is they have surfing Santas up in Daytona.
Yeah, I have a little shirt with Santa and he's surfing.
And at the parade, Santa Claus parachutes out of a plane.
Yeah, he literally jumps out of a plane and parachutes down. Everybody's crowding around him. It's like a riot.
Yeah, he lands on the beach by the pier. So it's just really cool. And then they have all these cool floats for the parade, like parrot heads and the pirate groups.
Yeah,
and
the pirates.
All these oceany
dancers,
things.
Dancers. Yeah. A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you come to Florida, I recommend Flagler Beach parades.
Absolutely, for sure.
And also New Smyrna.
Oh, I love New Smyrna.
New Smyrna is amazing.
The beach is so awesome there. Did you have something else?
Yeah. One thing I love doing is eating ice cream in the winter time. Like, most people are like, oh, it's so cold in their Pennsylvanias and stuff. But here I am in the winter eating my Ben and Jerry's pint of ice cream.
Yes.
Just eating a pint of ice cream. Moose tracks in the winter.
You're not even cold. You can eat it outside and not get cold.
Yeah.
It might actually melt.
Do you have anything?
I really love the springs in Florida because when you go to the springs inland, the water's so clear that it's like glass and you can see through the water and you can see all the fish.
Yeah.
And like... What
people
about?
Are on their boats,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, kayaks, and what about Blue Spring?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember, what did we see?
Is that where the manatees are?
Yeah, the manatees.
You were talking about in the last episode, your manatee story.
Right. Well, in the winter.
Yeah, springs are definitely something I recommend going to as well if you're
going
to.
You gotta go to the springs. And in the wintertime, there's a place called Blue Spring where... the manatees all gather to get out of the cold river water, and you can see hundreds of manatee, which is so awesome because they're huge, like small whales, you know. They're really cool. Well, we better take a quick break.
We've got to take a quick break for our doggy.
While we
doggy.
Let this dog out because he's needing
so
to go.
So excuse
out.
Us. I actually want to talk about another thing. I love that we live only, like, an hour and 30 minutes away from theme parks.
Yeah.
Like, to Disney and stuff.
Oh, yes.
What do you think about that? What's
your opinion? I think it's so fantastic. The first year we were here, Grandpa and I got a year pass for Disney World, and we went there like eight or ten times in 1 year because we live so close and we had the year-long pass, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. You never think you'll ever be able to do anything like that, but
yeah. And then you move to Florida and like here you are eating ice cream in the winter, riding Tower of Terror in the middle of winter.
That's right. Writing Pirates of the Caribbean in the middle of January. One thing I really love about Florida is that where we live, at least, it's so flat and you can ride your bike anywhere you want to go.
Yes, riding bikes are so much fun.
Up where we used to live in Pennsylvania, it was like hills everywhere.
Yeah, if I wanted to ride my bike, I would have to go on, like, a downward slope. I would be like, woo! I'd be going 500 miles per hour.
And then so hard to get back up, you know, but now we can just, everybody does it. They just grab their bikes and go, and you can go to the store, and you can go to, you know, just take a bike ride.
What's a Tesla when you could just save electricity by spending like $300 and buy a bike?
Yeah, and use and get healthier.
Yeah, plus you get healthier in the process. On the topic of living so close to theme parks, I wanted to talk about some of the benefits you get from theme park annual passes. So, my mom and dad got me, my mom, and my dad annual passes to SeaWorld.
Oh, cool.
So, some of the benefits that come with that are amazing. We get like 15% off food. We get free preferred parking. We get a lot of cool stuff just for buying an annual pass.
Yeah, Florida resident pass. It's so cool. Yeah, that was the same with us for Disney World. Everybody else was paying $20 to park, and we didn't have to pay anything. And we got, like, I think it was the same thing, 15% off of, like, our purchases and food purchases.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things you need to do to become, like, an official Florida resident, you have to buy a theme park pass.
Yeah.
Like, because it could be, like, 1 month.
It costs, like, the same as if you wanted just, like, if you were out of state and you went
plus,
for, like, 3 days.
You get, like, with SeaWorld, you get, like, 6 free passes for other people, a ton of 50% off passes. It's amazing
what
you get.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that about SeaWorld.
I don't think it's 6 free ones. It's just, like, 2 free ones and couple 50% off.
Okay, I gotta tell my favorite wildlife story from Florida.
Okay, the manatee story, I'm guessing.
No, because I told that last time. My favorite wildlife story was there's this place down behind the CVS near Flagler Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a pond back there with this big, big tree in the middle of the pond, and it has all these different, oh, you know, birds from, you know, ibises and egrets and herons and, I mean, just tons of birds. And I really like to photograph birds, so Grandpa and I went down there and got the good camera, and we tried to get as close as we could to the edge, but there were trees surrounding the whole edge of the pond. So you had to get, like, really close to take pictures between the trees to get good pictures of the birds. And I was taking these pictures, and all of a sudden Grandpa said, "Hey, here comes an alligator in the pond." And I looked, and there was this alligator swimming over.
Is there a fence?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No, it's just out in the wild. So I was like, "Oh, that's cool," you know. And it was like maybe 100 feet away, and I was like, okay.
Excuse the pupper.
Yeah, excuse the pupper. He gets excited. He's a Florida pup. He's
Jackson
from Jacksonville. Hey.
Whoa, you're messing everything up.
He doesn't like me.
Oh my gosh.
About alligators. But anyway, so he says, "Here comes an alligator." And I look and I thought, oh man, that's really cool that there's an alligator right there. It was like maybe like, you know, 8 feet long and swimming down through the pond. And I kept taking pictures of the birds. And then all of a sudden, Grandpa says, "There's another alligator coming now." And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I like alligators. So I got to see it, and I kept taking pictures of the different birds on the tree. And all of a sudden, Grandpa says, "It's starting to come up the bank now. It's getting closer." And I was like, what? And I look, and this alligator starts climbing up the bank like 6 feet away from me. And
what was your reaction?
And I was just like starting to take pictures of it, and Grandpa's going, "We got to get out of here." And it was like it started to climb up the bank, and I'm taking pictures of it, and it started to get closer to me. And instead of like leaving, I'm just so excited, I'm getting these pictures, and it like hissed at me. It was like,
you know? And I realized it was like a mother alligator protecting her nest. And I was like, okay, let's get out of here. But it was like so close to me.
All you have to do is just run and
serpentine. Yeah. Serpentine. But it was the most amazing experience because I was so close to an alligator out in the wild. And it didn't want to hurt me. It was just warning me that I was too close to its nest. So we left.
I also want to talk about, we have the best kind of trees in the world here. I'm not talking about no apple trees. I'm talking about palm trees.
Yeah, palm trees.
They're the most beautiful thing ever.
There's so many different kinds.
Yeah. Like, some of them grow coconuts. They're just amazing.
Yeah, it's so cool.
So that's kind of just the little thing I have.
And I don't know. I just think it's just a great place to live. I love the springs. I love the beach. I love the wildlife. I love all the different birds because I'm a birder. And I love to see all the different birds that are down here that we don't have up in Pennsylvania. Some things I miss about Pennsylvania, but most of the time I'm just feeling very blessed and happy that we live in a state where it's warm and nice pretty much all year long. And we can just enjoy being outside whenever we want.
Also, I have another thing to mention. The people here are actually very, very nice.
Yeah. Friendly people.
Yeah.
People are a little bit colder up north, literally and figuratively. Down here, it's like everybody greets you, everybody says hello.
I mean, then they get in the car and then they're terrible drivers.
Yeah, they're the worst drivers.
When they're on the when they're on their feet, they're pretty good most of the time.
When they're pedestrians, they're pretty nice.
Or riding a bike.
Yeah.
As long as they're not behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle, you're safe.
Then it's all gone. It's just crazy.
Okay. We've talked about good things, but all good things come to an end sometimes.
Okay.
Bike week. I hate bike week so much. Everybody's just like, and their motorbikes with their gasoline, with their motorized vehicles, and they're so annoying. They're like, hey, let me take up a, hey, Billy, let's take up two lanes and annoy these people with our bicycles that are motorized. Sorry, I had to get that out.
You have point, I have counterpoint. I love bike week. I love seeing all the Harleys. And I love seeing all the Indian motorcycles. I'm not so very happy about the little
The bikes are cool, but the people riding them are just so annoying.
I think they're nice. And I think they bring money to the community and the economy of Florida. And it's fun. It's like 1 week a year, and it's fun.
I can't really complain that much because I'm not the one driving. I'm the one who has to sit in the back board, like.
But I've never had, like.
Just go 100 down the highway already.
But, like, they're enjoying their lives, you know, and it's just.
Yeah.
You know, down here, you don't have to rush so much. I don't know. That's point counterpoint on bike week. Yeah. Let me think. One thing I don't like about Florida as much, and I don't want to complain, but when it comes to holidays, especially like Halloween, people don't celebrate.
That's a lot.
As much as they do up north.
Yeah.
There aren't as many houses that give out candy, and like we live in a huge housing plan. And
theme parks do a lot, though.
Yeah, but I mean, for like, yeah, I like to like get candy. I like to give out candy or give out treats on Halloween, and there's like one person that comes to the house, or maybe two kids come to the house, and it's a huge housing.
I'm one of the trick or treaters.
Yeah,
and not many people on my street are like, here's some candy. If I do, they give me like Whoppers.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, no, they give you a ton. They give you a ton of candy when you go because you're one of the only trick or treaters. But
well, yeah, I guess that's kind of everyone else is like, well, I'm gonna go to the rich street with the rich boys with their Lamborghinis. Eh.
But and then Christmas is okay, but and we try to decorate, but you don't see as many people decorating for Christmas. The ones that do a really nice job. But you don't see as many people.
Yeah. But you don't really even see that much in stores that often.
Yeah.
Where I just don't look hard enough.
They have sections, yeah. But it's true. Like, you don't... Like, you'd think, like, if you went to Walgreens or CVS at Christmas time, they would have decorations up, and there's just
or
really
at least
not.
Be selling them.
Yeah. So...
You'd think that'd be, like, a peak time for them to get stuff bought.
So I make sure, like, my house is all Christmased up so I can have the Christmas feeling. Like, I make sure I do as much as I can here.
Yeah.
But what
you
another...
You literally set your Alexa to...
Turn on the Christmas lights.
Yeah, you say, turn on Christmas.
That's right.
And then Christmas...
just comes on.
Comes in.
Yeah. And also, one other interesting thing about Florida is hardly anybody is from Florida. It's like...
Yeah. I was born in Pennsylvania.
And I was
came
born
to
in Pennsylvania, yeah.
It's because... I was going to say some of the people are smart here, but not when it comes to driving.
No,
I've probably
the drivers
made too many...
Yeah, too
do you
many,
think I've made too many bad driver jokes in this podcast?
No, you could never make too many bad driver jokes for the state of Florida.
I mean, I guess we already have too many bad... bad drivers, but...
Most states have, like, news clips what happened in Florida this week, because it's just a crazy kind of state, but it's because there's so many
people from
so many different states all mixed together, so many different countries all mixed
together.
There's
literally a thing people are doing where, like, they search Florida man, and then they search, like, their birthday to see what, if anything crazy happened.
I didn't know that. That's
they
awesome.
They search, like, Florida man July 23rd or something.
And then
see what happens.
Up a story. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I have all good things to say about Florida.
Yeah, Florida's a pretty good place overall. 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10.
100%.
Hey, thank you guys for joining us this week on our podcast.
I've got this. Thank you for coming. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Florida Grands. If you like what you see, go check out our first episode of the Florida Grands. And with that being said, thank you and goodbye.
And goodbye.
Make sure to watch our first episode.